Lesson 24, possessive pronouns. So that in English, mine, yours, his, hers, theirs, etc. Now in French, they change depending on the noun that they're talking about, like a lot of the things we've learnt before. So it's different depending on whether it's masculine, feminine, or plural. What's important to remember is that the masculine singular and the masculine plural, and then the feminine singular and the feminine plural, sound exactly the same. They just have slightly different endings. They just end with an extra S. So let's start having a look at how they work. So first of all, the French for bag is
sac.
And the French for mine is
le mien.
So that's le, the article le, which means the, and then mien, which is spelt M-I-E-N. Le mien, mine. Say the bag is mine.
Le sac est le mien.
French for sock is
chaussette.
And it's feminine, so it's la chaussette. So mine, when talking about a feminine noun, is
la mienne.
So previously, mine, when masculine, was
mien.
And feminine,
mienne.
Feminine is spelt the same, just with an extra N and E on the end. So M-I-E-N-N-E. So how would you say the sock is mine?
La chaussette est la mienne.
Jeans in French is
jean.
And mine is
le mien.
So how do you say the jeans are mine?
Le jean est le mien.
So that's singular in French, jeans, whereas it's plural in English. Coat is
le manteau.
And to say his or hers,
le sien.
So his or hers is the same word, you know, by the context which you're talking about. It just changes depending on the noun. So to say the coat is hers would be
le manteau est le sien.
And that would be the same as saying the coat is his. French for tie is
la cravate.
So it's a feminine noun. And so his or hers in this case would be
la sienne.
So how would you say the tie is his or the tie is hers?
La cravate est la sienne.
French for belt is
la ceinture.
So belts, plural, is
les ceintures.
So we have a noun there that's feminine and plural. So to say his or hers in this case,
les siennes.
So starting with les for the article, L-E-S, and then sienne is spelt S-I-E-N-N-E-S. So the full sentence, the belts are his or the belts are hers, would be
les ceintures sont les siennes.
Skirt in French is
la jupe.
And ours is
la nôtre.
Notre is spelt N-O-T-R-E. So the skirt is ours.
La jupe est la nôtre.
Now t-shirt is the same in French as it is in English.
Le t-shirt.
And what was ours?
Le nôtre.
So in this case, it's masculine, so le nôtre, as opposed to la nôtre. So to say the t-shirt is ours.
Le t-shirt est le nôtre.
And to make it plural, the t-shirts are ours.
Les t-shirts sont les nôtres.
Trousers is
le pantalon.
So you'll notice it's the same as with jeans. Jeans and trousers are plural in English, but singular in French. So trousers was
le pantalon.
Yours is
le vôtre.
So the trousers are yours.
Le pantalon est le vôtre.
So that would be the trouser is yours because it's singular. Now the shorts.
Le short.
Again, singular in French. And theirs is
le leur.
So leur, like we've learnt before for the pronoun, L-E-U-R. Le leur is theirs. Now the shorts are theirs would be
le short et le leur.
And if you're talking about more than one pair of shorts, the shorts are theirs, how would you say that?
Les shorts sont les leurs.
So notice there, les leurs. So L-E-S, and then you add an S on the end of leur, but it doesn't change the sound. And to recap on what we've learnt before, the word c'est, this very common word, how do you say it is difficult?
C'est difficile.
What about it is easy?
C'est facile.
It is new.
C'est nouveau.
It is old.
C'est vieux.
It is not old.
Ce n'est pas vieux.
The son is young.
Le fils est jeune.
The father is thin.
Le père est mince.
The father is fat.
Le père est gros.
The sister is tall.
La sœur est grande.
The wife is pretty.
La femme est jolie.
And the daughter is English.
La fille est anglaise.
And now for the future tense. How did we say we are going to work later?
Nous allons travailler plus tard.
They are going to study tomorrow.
Ils vont étudier demain.
I am going to play.
Je vais jouer.
He is going to buy.
Il va acheter.
She is going to watch.
Elle va regarder.
We are going to eat.
Nous allons manger.
You are going to be.
Vous allez être.
They are going to go.
Ils vont aller.
I will leave this evening.
Je partirai ce soir.
She will leave this evening.
Elle partira ce soir.
He will leave tomorrow.
Il partira demain.
We will leave tomorrow morning.
Nous partirons demain matin.
You will leave this evening.
Vous partirez ce soir.
And they will leave tomorrow.
Ils partiront demain.
And the irregulars again. I will do.
Je ferai.
He will do.
Il fera.
She will do.
Elle fera.
We will do.
Nous ferons.
You will do.
Vous ferez.
They will do.
Ils feront.
I will be.
Je serai.
He will be.
Il sera.
She will be.
Elle sera.
We will be.
Nous serons.
You will be.
Vous serez.
They will be.
Ils seront.
And a few full sentences to end the lesson on. How would you say, I like dancing every weekend?
J'aime danser chaque week-end.
He eats fast food every weekend.
Il mange le fast food chaque week-end.
What did we learn for she has a job?
Elle a un job.
How about she is going to be a supermodel?
Elle va être une supermodel.
She will be a supermodel.
Elle sera une supermodel.
We have Wi-Fi.
Nous avons le Wi-Fi.
And finally, yes, there's a car park.
Oui, il y a un parking.